I wanted to talk a little bit about calming training, which is something I've been doing with Bud and Gus before him and almost all my dogs. You know, dogs know how to do just about everything but nothing. Dogs who have been mistreated or are easily aroused or obsessed with work often need to be shown how to just be still. Crates are one way I do it, but the main way I do it is by running them through the basic obedience rituals 4 or 5 times a day in short and very positive 5-minute bursts. You know, we sit, we stay, we work on the distances. I'm beginning to teach Bud to lie down, which is a submissive position that really calms them when they're in it. And I do this in 3 or 4, making a bunch of biscuits, and we just go through our ritual 1 or 2 times outside, 3 times maybe, 5-minute periods. Over the time when the dog learns to bond, learns to attach to the human, learns to be responsive, learns to pay attention, I often hold the biscuits up to my eyes so he'll look in my eyes and connect with me. This takes really a long time. A dog needs something repeated about 2,000 times before they actually quite grasp it internally. So this is going to go on for a few more months. But you can see that Bud is really calming down. His affectional part is coming out. He's less worried about food. He's not frantic. He's not worried about getting in trouble so much. And of course, like most Boston Terriers, he's sort of taking over the house. So calming training is very important, and I write about it a lot, and I certainly write about it in my books, and I'm going to write about it on the blog. I just wanted to reemphasize that it makes a huge difference to dogs to have this continuous positive training, really for the lengths of their lives. And I'll be writing about it more on the blog, and thank you.